Live is brought to you by TrueCar.
Access an exclusive audience of lower funnel car buyers through our network of over 500 affinity partners, including USAA, Sam's Club, and AAA. Close more sales in a cost-effective way. There's never been a better time to become a TrueCar certified dealer.
All right, it is shortly past 3:30 Eastern Standard Time here in Tampa, Florida. I'm David Villa. I'm here with...
That's right. Chris.
That's right.
What else do you want me to say? I'm here with the fat guy, Chris Fritcher. And,
wow. Jeez.
David, Chris. Hey, you know what? Before we get to that, this might be the first week...
Before we get to what?
Since we got to this angle here.
Oh.
There's no cars being washed behind us.
Yeah, they're done early. They washed my car. They washed the car. Yeah. People probably think, oh man, they're using like a B-roll video of somebody washing cars out there, but they're not here. They're gone. But they were.
They're gone.
So yeah, they are gone. But they.
I wanted to point that out because some people, I think.
Well, last week, what happens is we're in a business park, and last week they got like 14 cars. Like while they're out there washing cars, people just like come up and say, hey, can you wash my car? And I think they did like 14 or 15 cars. Jeez. They get here like at 9, and they were here till 4:30. 5 o'clock last week, so
wow,
maybe it was even more than 14 cars. How you doing, Dave Cribbs, over there by yourself?
I am doing fantastic, sir. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, actually, you're not by yourself. You have your bobblehead with you.
I got my bobblehead. Yeah, he's a lot cooler than I am.
No one puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts bobblehead in a corner.
Look a little younger. It's like the bobblehead doesn't magically have gray hair.
It does. Mine does.
Actually, I think I look younger than the bobblehead. The bobblehead looks older, right? Please tell me that. This is how I choose to believe, okay?
Okay.
This is how
Who am I to judge?
Right?
That's right. Hey, we're having a great show today, man. And it's precipice.
Say that
of precipice of digital. Isn't precipice the doorstep?
It sounds like a gladiator movie.
Precipice. I really speak English.
Lou. And I was going to have Lou Google what precipice meant, but he can't spell it.
I can't spell that.
I was going to say, he'd be like, right, P.
In my contract for the show, it says there is no math and I don't have to know English.
Thank you.
I agree. Right. Lost that.
Have French spell it.
Was that racist?
No, it's not racist.
No, was that racist? What did he just say?
I was talking about my contract.
Oh, his contract.
I'm like, what's he talking about?
I'm talking about my contract.
Okay. My bad.
What the heck?
I just was wondering. Hey, so we're on the precipice. It is a word. And you know what? If it's not, no one knows. We're on the precipice of digital dealer. Yeah. And looking extremely forward to this. And if you guys have not seen the post that we put out a couple of days ago, Dave, Chris, Joe Calla, who is not here this week, he'll be back on Monday. He's in Tampa three weeks out of the month and then works out of his office in Myrtle Beach for IPD. Auto Dealer University 1 week out of the month. So he's not in studio with us, but we're going to be at Digital Dealer in Orlando, man, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And what an incredible setup we've got. I know that we've ordered a huge display to come in. We've got a 10 by 20 stage area with huge stage lights and mounts. And we're going to have two TVs hanging up, and we're going to have it's going to be really, really cool, man. So, but here's what's really, really cool. The four of us, Dave, are going to be on set, and we have four live shows set up already with guests lined up. We have four guests per show and on at a time, and then we have those in standby to rotate off during those shows. And if you've never seen one of our shows live at a conference like that, I mean, we have people coming on and off the show. We will be Facebook Living those shows as well. But if you haven't gotten your tickets to Digital Dealer, if you're looking for somewhere to go, I know there's a couple of things going on right now. I'm going to highly recommend Digital Dealer for the value. There's going to be a lot of great content there. So what do you think, man? You've gone to a lot. I mean, are you excited about this upcoming conference?
I think they're a blast. I mean, I think, you know, our shows on the floor are one of the highlights. And, you know, the guests that have, you know, participated in the shows, mm-hmm. it's a lot more fun than even, you know, calling in on the show like we do that every day. And it's amazing. Our show is a blast. But when you're live on location and... You know, your guests are sitting right with you, and then you have a crowd that forms mm-hmm. around you of car people that are all engaging and asking questions. I mean, it gets pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, out of all the shows that I've been in or went to in the car business, the dealer is one of the best. Mm-hmm. Simply, there is so much knowledge at Digital Dealer. It's not just going and having a good time. Like a lot of these, especially in the automotive space, they're just like, you know, party fest. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get through the day, it's like a big party fest. But these are actually, there's a lot of really, really good content and a lot of good people giving the content that actually give, that actually care about the car business and helping people get better.
Well, and there's the parties.
Well, there is the parties.
There's the parties, and then of course there's the content.
But I mean, a lot of these shows are just based around, you know, parties and just going and mingling. But this, there's a lot of really good content and a lot of people that actually care about the car business. So.
Absolutely. And we, matter of fact, our dealer clients, we have bought and purchased a ton of tickets for our dealer clients, and we're registering them as we speak this week. I think we've already registered several. And so we're actually sending dealer clients to the conference as well, general managers and dealer principals. So that's going to be very excited. So we believe in it such to we're actually bringing our client base. And so, hey, let's do this as well. I'm kind of feeling that we give away money a lot, but I'd like to give away a year subscription to Auto Deal University today.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
That's a big deal. So if you share the show, you know, it kind of, I'm kind of inspired a little bit because, you know, I felt like even though I'm not convicted by it, and I think it's great. We had a discussion last week where one of the guests, you know, was mentioning Bird Dogs, and we kind of laughingly brought up, you know, the fact that we throw out the money. So I was thinking, you know something, man, I want it to be so much about value that, you know, we just want people to be edified and educated and inspired and motivated in this industry. I mean, you know, Cribs, you both of you guys have worked here, and then we work together now and collaborate in so many different things, you know, in this space, in the automotive space. And one of the things you know about me, and I know both of you guys feel this way in your lives, is, you know, when you help people, when you serve people, care about people, and help people, and, you know, and educate people and inspire people and motivate people and grow people, even through offering them your products and partnering with them, if you truly believe in what you're doing, money follows, mm-hmm. right? Growth follows. And it's one of these things where you chase the dollar, you lose. You chase the person, you win. And the dollar comes with it. And so, you know, I want to give away a year subscription to a salesperson in the auto business or, you know, internet salesperson, whatever. I want you to benefit. So we're going to draw. All you got to do is share the show. Share the show. And we're going to give until 4:10 Eastern for that. So if you share the show, guess what? If you don't need it, maybe you sharing the show will cause someone to follow you that does need it to listen, share the show, and win it, right? That's what I look
at.
What
is that package worth, by the way? I mean, give someone an idea what that is actually worth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if they pay it up front, for the year, it's a couple thousand dollars. And I think if they pay it monthly, it goes up to close to $2,800 value.
I mean,
value,
so literally, we're giving away a
minimum $2,000. $2,000 today. It's worth more than that. Ooh. Here's why. It's worth more than that. And listen, here's the deal. We're selling this thing, you know, like crazy because of the value that's there. And we're putting dealership groups on this every day. We just had a demo last week with I'm not going to say the name, but we had the president of one of the top 10, let's just say top 10 dealer groups in the world. Okay. Less than 400 stores, but more than 200. Right. Okay. Let's just do that math. And we were on a 1 hour and 4 minute demo. We had 30 minutes scheduled. 1 hour and 4 minutes later, 34 minutes over. He said, I've never seen anything like this. We're getting ready to put that into their group. But my point is that Cribs, there's 1,000+ video sets and 28 trainers in this.
Yeah. The president of a 200+, you know, auto group does not spend an hour looking at something if they're not engaged by it.
And you know, one other thing, in the last, it's 1 week ago today that we demoed him. In 1 week, he's been on the platform more than most salespeople of any of the dealer groups that have purchased it so far. While he is on a business trip, he's been in the platform looking at it, doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Because the next step is getting some of their other key executives on.
Might have something to do with why he is in that position, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, here's the thing I like about the platform. This wasn't meant to, but let's just talk.
And we're not trying to sell the platform. We are. We're going to give it away today. Share the show, by the way.
The thing about it is you have people that are actually real world experience in the automotive mm-hmm. market, not someone who talks about the automotive market and has never done it.
Right.
Most of the people that are given the training have actually sat in the seats that you're sitting in. So I think that's very, very, I mean, I'm in there. Cribs is in there. I mean, there's a lot of trainers.
There's 28 people. Half of them are currently working at dealerships. I mean, they're not even individuals like you guys that are completely involved in the auto industry right now. Relevant, so relevant that you're on a show that's going to be at Digital Dealer. You're on a show every week, and we're dealing directly with dealerships. But I'm talking half of the trainers are currently employed at dealerships, and we have an agreements in place where they actually put content in on a regular basis, sometimes even at their dealership. So we're going to give that away. If you missed it, share the show. We're going to give away 1 year subscription to Auto Dealer University today on this show. We'll get you set up. Your login and credentials will be in your inbox by the end of today. How about that?
Nice.
All right, just share the show. We're going to draw that out. It's a $2,000 minimum value if you paid it up front for the year. And if you paid it on payments, I think it comes out to, you know, higher than that. So it's a high value. But what do you guys think about the show today, though, Cribs? What do you want to get into? Talk a little bit about.
Man,
what you're...
I think, you know, we need to get into something cool today and talk about how to get promoted in the car business. Mm. You know, that's sort of an elephant in the room sometimes. I mean, it's no secret that when salespeople get into this industry and they see the money that's at stake, and especially as you kind of climb the ladder, if that's your aspiration, we're going to be talking today with dealers, and we're going to be, and you, by the way, make sure you chime in on social media. Lou, can we take phone calls today?
Yes, we can.
So do we have the number on the screen? Yep, 813-574-1820. Maybe call in, give us your take on it. But we're going to kind of go with a different angle, Dave and Chris, and it's something that, you know, something I'm seeing that's happening in the industry when it comes to moving up the ladder that wasn't the case a few years ago, but now it seems to be playing a big role. We'll get into that. We'll leave the kind of a mystery there, I guess, before we come back from break. But
let's scroll down here. Let's shout out to some of the folks that are watching. Lou, if you go to the top, let's just give a shout out to a few of you that I can see. Aaron Wall, what's up, man? Amanda Ryan, how's it going? Tony Fassbender, what a cool name, man. Tony Fassbender. Tony's going to be on the show, right?
Fassbender.
All right, so Tony will be on the show here in a minute.
It's a race car driver.
Mabel Peralta, Brad Pascal. We got Raj Clement, man. What's up, Raj? Raj just came on to Auto Dealer University. I met him a few weeks ago. Man, the guy owns an incredibly strong independent dealership in the great state of Missouri, and is getting ready to open a Hyundai point as well. And great guy, Jim Webb. What's up, Kevin Burns? What's up, Donna Easterling Robinson, Chris Frukel? We've got people coming on, and make sure if you're just tuning in, share the show. We're going to give away a subscription for 1 year for free to Auto Dealer University, and we're excited to have you guys on. Chris, man, what do you got to say going into this discussion, how to get a promotion in the car business? Let me ask you this, because you've been in the car business for a long time, but you originally came into the car business in what year?
98, 99.
So 98, like 99, you were how old? Probably what, late 20s or mid-20s?
No, it was before my 21st birthday.
Okay, so you were 21. So to get promoted back then might have been a little different than what some would get promoted, how some would get promoted.
Oh, it totally looks different today than it did back then. You know?
All right.
But yeah, it's totally different.
You know? Cool. All right. So
I don't know where that was going.
Well, no, I was just kidding. I was wondering, like, I mean, for instance, I mean, today you could actually be appreciated for who you are in this industry. I think that someone can move up faster, further. They can move lateral. There's things they can do. There's positions that are available today.
I think there's definitely more opportunity today.
You know, back then it was a Peter principle.
Right. There's more opportunity. There's more positions inside the dealerships today than there were back then. You know, when I came along with AutoNation, we had just launched the internet department, which consisted of one person.
Right.
And so today, you know, there's multiple people that work in the internet division. So, and then you also have the BDC, which didn't, you know, when I came up, didn't exist back then. So,
you know, real quick, we have to go to break and bring them on. But, you know, listening to what Chris said too, Dave, I'm just thinking, you know, there's this, the Peter principle, right? Get a salesperson that's really good, move him up to the management position. Surely he's going to be a good desk manager. Oh, you know, he's not as good of a desk manager as he was salesperson. We lost a good salesperson, but you know, we don't want to lose the guy. He's got some connections because the sales guys like him a little bit. Now let's make him a GM. He's a horrible GM or she, whatever. And so it's the Peter principle, promote them beyond their capability. What you do is you lose a really good salesperson. Today is interesting because, you know, if you're watching this show, what I'd like to see are some really incredibly talented people that may not have the the years under their resume. They may not have the notches, so to speak, in their belt of time. How can that person that has creative ideas, that is a hard worker, right? How would that person, I want to give a shout out to my wife. I just saw a message come through. She's watching. She's on her way to Tennessee. Her and my my daughter. Hey, babe, I love you. Mwah. I saw your text just pop through on the screen in front. And so I'm glad you're watching. I wouldn't have it any other way. So here's my thing. So somebody that has notches under their, figuratively, their belt of time, Dave, how does that person, if they're incredibly talented, incredible, have all these creative ideas, is there a space today for that person to help a dealership grow, even though they may have to, you know, there might be some sacred cows or some people that might have to be shifted out of the way?
Yeah, you're talking about someone that maybe has some fresh ideas. Yeah. You can obviously see talent in, but mm-hmm. may not have the tenure. Is that mm-hmm. what you're talking about?
Yeah, just one example, because I think that with Matt Raymond, Mabel Peralta, Dominic Box, Tony Fassbender, you know, these individuals we have on the show today, I think we're talking to some of these people. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have 20 years under, they're not that old. They're some of these guys and gals sure. are millennials and they're young, but they're quickly moving up the ladder. And it's one of the reasons, it's not just because they can sell. I think there's ideas and creativity that some of these owners that are smart and some of these dealers are going, hey, if I want to take a market share, if I want to increase my footprint in this city, right, in this ever competitive automotive industry, then I've got to listen, man. You know what I mean? Because I mean, I know that I've had to make changes. We can't be dinosaurs, right? We've got to listen. Sure. I mean, you and I got together today, mm-hmm. 3 hours in advance. You came over here so that we could talk about just how can we stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm on my soapbox a little bit.
I love this topic because I think, you know, one of the things from management and ownership and those who are leaders within a store who are making these decisions about who to promote, I personally believe that it's a big decision for a dealer or for a management team once they make that decision, because it has kind of wave effects. You, like you said, Dave, you might have someone who is selling, you know, incredibly and maybe in theory deserves a shot, and then you give them that opportunity. And we all know that oftentimes, you know, the best salespeople don't make the best managers. We've heard about that. Mm-hmm. But then how do you promote someone who you think is going to be a great manager who's maybe a lackluster performer in a different area? That's mm-hmm. another scenario. And there's just so many dynamics. But also want to get into some things mm-hmm. That are proving to be ways to get promoted in the auto business that are a little bit more new age, if you will. But we're going to go.
I just want to say, I just want to say real quick a couple of things. Travis Flattery and Flattery, Lou, you moved it. Right there.
I got to look at these comments.
Yeah, just real quick, I just want to say a shout out to Travis Flattery. He is his store is a client of ADU. ADU is unbelievable. My sales and service people love it. Even the vets, man. Come on now. That fires me up, Travis. Boom. Even the vets. Hey, Travis, I look forward to coming to your store too. Our little birdie told me we might be coming that way. Mm. Paul Cummings, what's up, man? Paul, I love your videos every day coming in. Chelsea Combs, I just started my transition to finance. Congratulations, Chelsea. Congratulations. You deserve it. Matt Raymond, he's going to be on the show here. He said, according to that millennial comment, he said, my hair loss would beg to differ. I love it. Hey, man, why don't you take us out to tell us to do?
Share the show.
Boom. Why?
You have an opportunity to get one of the best or the best automotive sales training you can possibly get for 1 year. Mm. One whole
year. How much?
It's over a $2,000 package.
No, how much
can they get it for?
It's going to cost you zero. It's going to cost you sharing the show.
And being lucky enough to get it drawn.
That's okay. It. All right. And when we get back, you're going to learn about how to get promoted in today's age.
What if someone wins it that's already on Auto Dealer University?
You know what? Then give it away.
Give it away now. Come on, everybody, Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Sow a seed into somebody that needs it.
That's right.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, because that's the gift that keeps on giving right there.
Come on.
Hey, don't go anywhere. We have Mabel Peralta, Matt Raymond, Dominic Box, and Tony Fassbender. If for no other reason, if it's Fassbender, Fassbinder, then the guy's last name, you got to come back and hear this show. We've got a great one coming up. Right. We're going to talk about what, Dave Cribbs?
We're talking about how to get promoted
in the car business.
Come on.
Right after this.
90 seconds.
Well, we do training every single day. And so I think sometimes myself or the management team you know, are spent the half hour before, the day before, thinking about what we're going to talk about. When you're doing it every day, you start repeating some of the same things. So this gives you an endless amount of information and various topics that you can present in short snippets, whether it be 5 minutes or 20 minutes.
The platform itself, is, as far as the sales rep, is very user-friendly. So that helps. It's simple, short, and sweet. In the car business, unless you're a new hire trainee, you don't have a lot of free time in your day. But we have a process where we get somebody to log in every day and get at least one class done.
I think one of the biggest immediate hacks has been with our new hires. The way our industry's set up right now, it's too much of a sink or swim kind of mentality. And I think we lose a lot of good people with that mentality. And the problem is not people knowing or not having the amount of knowledge to share. We live in a fast-paced environment now, so sometimes it's being able to block out the time to share that knowledge.
It's vibrant, it's refreshing, it's quality content. It's like no other training platform that is out there. It is the best in the business, from my personal experience. And it's just not one person speaking, it's multiple people. And you guys need to check it out. I mean, there is something for everybody in this learning platform. For people that are in the service drive, for people that are in finance, BDC, for us veterans that have been in the program for a while, also for people that are new. I will tell you what, if you're a veteran, you still need to go check out the new hire program. It's quality content. It's like no other.
Hey, we're back. You're watching Auto Dealer Live. Today we're talking about how to get promoted in the car business. But before we do that, one more reminder. You share the show today and you get a full subscription to Auto Dealer University.
If your name gets strong.
If your name gets strong.
We don't need any lawsuits.
If you win, if your name gets strong. Everybody win. No, just you. Just the one person that gets strong. So, hey, we've got a great lineup today. We've got Mabel Peralta, Internet Sales Specialist at Prestige Volvo. She bleeds Volvo, by the way, which I love. We've got Matt Raymond, BDC Director at Team Auto Group. We've got Dominic Box, Internet Sales Manager at Midtown Kia. And Tony Fassbender, Trusted Vehicle Advisor at Finn and Kia. So welcome to the show, everybody, and I'll just kind of get started right away. You know, we're talking about getting promoted in the car business, how to get promoted in the car business. We're going to jump into some angles that I think will be new as we move on. Getting a little bit of feedback.
Not a little bit. You were being polite.
Getting a little bit of feedback. Okay, now we're good, I think. But hey, we'll kick it off. We'll go to Mabel Peralta. And Mabel, you know, one of the things about the auto industry is there's really no, you know, set kind of guideline or roadmap to how to get promoted in the car business. So maybe talk about that for a moment. What are your thoughts on, you know, maybe a strategy for someone who wants to move up from a position that they're in now? And just talk about what you think it looks like and how to get promoted in the auto industry.
Okay. Before you answer, someone needs to
Tony, I need you to mute us, Tony. If you're listening to us, Tony, turn it down.
Tony Fassbender?
Tony Fassbender.
If you can hear us, Tony, we might be getting some feedback from you. If you can mute your mic.
For a moment, what are your thoughts on, you know, maybe a scrap?
There you go.
All right. We're good there now.
Go ahead, Mabel.
So, Mabel, were you able to follow that? Were you able to follow that, Mabel?
Hello.
Yep.
Hello. It's Dominic.
All right.
Hey. All right.
Hi, welcome
Hello.
Everyone to the show. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm having difficulties here.
Can hear each other, but they
Hold
can't
on.
Hear us.
I love it. You know what I love most about this, Lou? I love most about this that the camera wasn't on me and Chris. You know, it's on Chris.
Okay.
Chris the one
what I love. What I love.
All right, hold on. Let me clarify. Tony.
Tony.
They can't hear us, Lou.
But they should be able to hear us. Can you guys hear us?
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Tony, do me a favor. Just
All
mute
right.
us, please, because we don't have any feedback. The radio show that you're listening to. Radio show you're listening to. Yes, there you go. All right, here we go.
I'm having difficulty.
Okay, so I'm going to start muting everybody. We need to give you some balls in there so you can, like, start juggling. All right, there you go. So Tony's muted.
Go for it, Cribs.
Okay.
Mabel, you should be able to hear us.
I think we have it. Look, we've got Matt, Mabel, Dominic, and Tony talking about how to get promoted in the auto industry today. We'll get into some of some new ways that I think are showing up. That's kind of a surprise. But let's go to Mabel first. And Mabel, you know, there's never really been a true roadmap to to discover how to get promoted in the car business. Maybe talk about that for a moment. Give us your thoughts on how someone who really aspires to move up in this auto industry, what some of their strategies might look like.
Hi, everyone. Can everyone hear me all right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I really didn't have a roadmap. I basically just went with passion, and I figured my passion for the brand that I am with would take me to where I wanted it to be. And I also put myself in the shoes of a consumer. You know, being that I bought cars in the past, I was like, you know, if someone were to sell me a car, how would I want them to treat me? And that's, to this day, that's how I treat every customer that comes my way. Like, how would they, you know, if I was on the other side of the desk, how do I want to be treated? And definitely, you know, it's, you just got to be courteous. And even if you have a customer that might not be the best, you still have to put a smile on your face. Because at the end of the day, you know, it all comes down to customer service.
Yeah, thanks, Mabel. And Dave, I mean, what I heard there essentially was, you know, is that her customer service skills, her passion, her actions, essentially, would be what gets the attention of maybe, you know, someone up above.
Yeah.
As far as recognizing her, as far as being a potential for that next position.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, 100%. And and here's the thing. I mean, if not, you're still doing the right thing. And that's what I want to really hammer, hammer across here as a point to anyone listening. Even because here's the deal. Okay, we got four outstanding people on the show. Everybody that we typically get on as a guest, you know, they work at good stores, they have great culture, or they're working on it and so forth. But there's a lot of people watching right now that say, well, hey, I wish I worked, you know, at one of those stores. I wish my owner or my management team were that way, my culture were that way. And I've got to hammer this point across to you. You, whether it is or not, if you do these things, I believe that it will all work out for you. And that's the beginning of it, because it starts without, I look at it this way, any leader I've ever hired, they've been a leader in action prior to ever having a position. And so I love the idea that Mabel says, hey, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show out. I'm going to produce. I'm going to be my best, and then I'm going to get recognized. And if an owner or a management team is worth their salt, then that's what they're looking for. Because the days, in my opinion, and I know long gone for me, I mean, we have different positions and different things that we do, head coaches and you know, in certain types of positions that we never titled or had before, because there's people that are good at some things that aren't good at others, and vice versa. And so, Mabel, I love that. I think that if you bring your A game and you're working for someone that wants to move the needle, and again, as I said earlier, they want their footprint to be recognized or increase their footprint in the market, then they're going to look for great people. We just put a video out, and we're aggressively hiring. And one of the things that we talked about is that great people want to work with and want to be surrounded by other great people, because iron sharpens iron. So, you know, let me go to Matt with this. Matt, I mean, I know how you feel about this, because when I first met you, you were at a different store. You were in a different position. You moved across the country and, you know, to work for an organization and take a position that, you know, that in this, you've basically lived a life and that's a byproduct of what we're talking about. So once you weigh in on this, you know, this promotion thing and what it looks like. So talk to the guests that are listening right now that say, I want to make a career in this industry, and I want to make a difference in this industry. And how do I do it, Matt Raymond?
So guys, thanks for having me on today. I think one of the biggest things was we had one store at the time, and we've since added two stores, and I've just been here almost a year now. So we're up to three stores. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things I would touch on with all of that is just, you know, dedication, right? Showing up to work. And for me, it was, you know, getting out there, meeting people in the industry, and listening to great people and taking that and applying it at the store I was at. What it came down to is I was always looking to get closer to warmer weather, and I was reached out to by our dealer principal here at Team. And, you know, I came down to North Carolina. I moved my family, my wife, my four kids, you know. And so for us, it's really been it's been amazing, and it was all to follow leadership, right? Because Kristen Dillard, our dealer principal, and her leadership and where she's headed, I wanted on that train, and when I got the opportunity, I took advantage of it.
That's good. Yeah, thank you, Matt. And Chris, I'll go to you, man. I'll let you bring Dominic and Tony into the conversation. But, you know, looking at Brad Wise, you know, here locally at Furman, a friend of ours, we're going to be speaking in a workshop with him in just a week and a half at Digital Dealer. And, you know, he's here locally. He's a mile away. He was in our office last week. And so I've got a little bit of a, you know, unfair advantage in time with him. But he, you know, I know for sure there's people that commute over an hour and a half away to his store that when they found out he landed where he did, he was close enough because he was in Michigan before to them, and they had known him from this show. They were close enough to him now where they would commute from areas like Sarasota and even Venice to work for Brad. Of course, now maybe move to that direction, but in the beginning commuted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that makes a huge difference. I mean, you know, I'd asked you earlier, maybe you can bring Dominic and Tony in, but I asked you earlier about when you first entered the industry in around 2000, you know, with AutoNation, how different promotions looked, what you needed to do to, quote, climb the ladder in that era versus right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would like to talk to Dominic about this. I mean, how did you get your position? Was it a promotion, or were you brought in originally at this position?
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me?
We can. Yes.
Okay, great. I'm at a new dealership in a new state, in a new city. And ultimately, you know, I can't really call it a lateral move. I'm still in sales, but I'm in an environment where, because of some of the work that I've done over the last year and a half with just trying to get my own name out there, you know, it's taken me to places that I never even really thought were going to be possible. You know, I never started out making these crazy, ridiculous videos and doing different things with the intention of, you know, being seen throughout the car industry, but that's kind of what happened, you know. And so it's been a cool ride where, by just doing what I wanted to do to help me make sales and get my own brand out there, it's opened up doors in new places and new locations, and it's been a really fun ride.
Okay,
that's
so
good.
So here,
I think that's a really good point. I'm sorry, I got distracted by something.
No, it's okay.
I think it's a really good point, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things I think that's changed today is, you know, you were just asking me about, you know, what was it like then and now, and that's the biggest point is social media mm-hmm. and how you are able to promote yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, back, you know, 20 years ago, there was no social media where you go and so the only way you could get seen by another dealership is either apply or word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Now, everything that you do is much more organic, and you know, you can actually get yourself out there.
Well,
as long
did
as
you
putting
hear
good content?
Well, you know, it's crazy. I didn't know that about Dominic. I honestly, I didn't know the latter part of what he just said. But then Matt said, "I moved my family, my four kids, and my wife." And then Dominic said, "I'm at a new dealership, new town, new state." Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is, I mean, you can join a dream team in another area now, and that's what this has really come to. I mean, this is no longer like, hey, I'm looking for somebody necessarily in my town, but hey, I'll move somebody across the nation if they're the right fit for where I'm going. And I love that because Dave, and I love that because you've been in this industry for a long time, and now they're starting to recognize, look, I need to own my market. And if I want to own my market, it's about the people. It's about the people.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think this is the way to get promoted in the auto business here and in the future. I'll share that with you because, hey, here's the deal. If you have some strong content, if you have some strong character, and that reflects in the videos that you do, like Dominic's case, or we just heard the flip side of it. We have a general manager here locally that does it, who's attracting salespeople from that way, from a hiring standpoint, not just how to get promoted, but how to bring in those people. This is the new game.
Do you remember when, you know, we talked a lot, two and a half, three years ago, where if you didn't take care of your people, how easy it would be for them to go across the street on Dealer Row, get a job. They left today, they'd be at a dealership across the street tomorrow. Now it's not really about across the street dealership because that dealership might not have the right culture. It's across the nation, across the town, across the state. It's relocating. And it's really cool because it shows you that if you're willing to put in the effort and to put the vision out there for growth, then the good people are out there.
Yeah, the doors just swang wide open for
double
you.
Doors, baby.
Double doors, right? They're open for you, assuming that you'd be willing to maybe move, that obviously opens even more doors. But the thing is if you're a dealer, now you've got to look at that and go, hey, what am I seeing? Who's here? Who's doing what? Look, my people are doing this. Look, we all know that now we're teaching those who work within our store how to promote themselves. It's becoming inevitable, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, looking at your team and saying, hey, you know, who's standing out here? And now you've got to think from the perspective of how much attention are they getting from other dealers that may be courting them. So all of this is really changing the game and involving this whole promotion process.
Your talent pool's bigger.
Yes.
I mean, think about that. You can literally change the – if you have a store that's struggling, mm-hmm. and you start to see some of these people on social media or whatever, and they're putting out content, you know, you could literally change the dynamic of a store by bringing a couple of those people in. Mm. And you already know what they're doing. And you don't even have to bring them in as trainers. You can just, whatever it is, bring them in. And people will start to feed off of what they're doing, especially if they're successful at what they're doing.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, man, first of all, how do you say your last name, man? Is it Binder? Is it Bender? It's pretty cool either way. Tony, weigh in on the subject. You've been listening, man. I appreciate your patience. And then we're going to let you just kind of come in here where you'd like to and land where you want, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Man, how I've been able to kind of come up and stay afloat has just been social media has been everything for me. You know, and when I first started in this business 6 years ago at the dealership, it was kind of frowned upon to be on Facebook. And then all of a sudden, you know, boom, I was getting people in the door from it. And so they kind of just let it slide, you know, and it was kind of like, okay, well, you know, it's helping us make money. So, I mean, what if we let him do it? And so then next thing I know, I was starting videos. And the videos, everyone wants to watch a video. That's huge, you know, doing a video. And, you know, this is one thing I picked up from my friend Mike Davenport, who I've learned so much from. He is just YouTube this and video that. And, you know, I picked that up from him and just ran with it because it's great. People love a familiar face they can talk to. They want somebody that they know. So the more personable you are, the better they feel coming in and just buying a car. And so if you have a nice warm intro, such as a video, it just makes it even better when it's funny, too. And if you can make it funny, I think everybody enjoys it, too. So, mm-hmm. you know, I can't tell you how many people would say, oh, hey, Tony, I just love your funny content. It really, you know, it's really enjoyable for me to watch and see. So that's been huge for me. And I try to do videos with my sold clients and stuff because, you know, there's no better referral than somebody who's just saying, hey, he just was amazing for us.
Yeah,
that's Dave. Real quick before you go, I just want to recognize two comments before we lose them here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sean Hayes came on. Welcome, Sean, man. Sean Hayes came on, listening, but then Sean weighed in. Of course, we know Sean moved from very successful sales position in St. Augustine, Florida, to Paris, Kentucky, where he's sales manager there at Dan Cummins Chevy. So obviously, it worked out for him, and as well as people they recruited. Chelsea Combs earlier weighed in. I know she's you know, started in one state now. She's entering finance somewhere else. Also, Kevin Campbell just weighed in and said, "Hey, I went from Tampa. He went from the Panhandle of Florida to Tampa, now to Texarkana, Texas, and is running 17 stores for their marketing there. And so it happens, man. This is a new era for the car business, really. It's starting to really become a unique positive thing, Dave. Anyway, back to you, man.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go back to Mabel because, you know, Mabel, here's what I would say is it allows someone who has something now to take control a little bit. In other words, to be able to take a step forward that nobody can kind of miss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think in days past, Chris, we talked about when you started in the business and certainly when I did, you know, the big thing was sell as many cars as you can, do the best job you can, and hope that someone pays attention, right? And hope that something happens. But now the game has changed. Mabel, this puts a lot of, ability into the hands of the individual, whether it be a salesperson or even a sales manager who's looking to move up into a higher level sales manager position. But Mabel, maybe talk about that opportunity.
Mabel?
All right.
Mabel not.
Okay, there you are. Okay, Mabel, go ahead.
Yep.
So, you know, I never really believed in titles. I've had pretty much all titles across the board at a dealership. And I always believe that you just got to be there for the actual dealership and do what you must and be seen. And if it means covering the phones, if it means running in the back doing detail, you do what you must. And then, yeah, then the dealer principals are going to notice and they're going to see that there's a shining light in there. But I just made a comment on the page saying that, you know, if you have that energy that is positive and, you know, you share it with your team members, it's contagious, and then everyone's going to want to shine with you. And, you know, you just can't walk in and say, like, oh, well, I'm the number one Volvo girl, and this is how it's going to be. No, you need to share it, because while you're number one, number two and three and four are looking to kind of beat you and be there with you.
Yeah, but Mabel, let me ask you this. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot a little bit. But, you know, you've built a brand as being, you know, the when I think of Volvo, you know, you come to my mind. And the reason you come to my mind is because of not only your presence on social media, but here on the show. Obviously, that's where we've connected. But, of course, yeah. there are dealers all over the country listening. And I am guessing the Volvo dealers that tune in go, oh my gosh, this Mabel is bleeding Volvo. I'd like to have 10 of her. Let me reach out to Mabel. You know, so that's my point, is that we're in a new age of new opportunity. And I'm not suggesting that you're looking for another position, but what I am suggesting,
oh, no, never.
what I am suggesting though, is don't you feel that creating this raises your stock? And day after tomorrow, no matter what, this is a benefit from you, even if it's not a purpose of doing what you're doing. Do you follow that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I left my previous store in early February. I decided I wanted to take some time off. And as soon as the word got out, literally like the next day, the offers were pouring in. And not just from Volvo dealers. Definitely a lot of off-brand dealerships wanted me on their team. But I decided I wanted to pick my new home. Previously, every time I go to a new dealership, I get recruited. And this time I wanted to make sure it was the right fit for me. You know, I've created my brand since before I got in the car industry. You know, it's something that I'm just passionate about. And I do wish that other people were as passionate. Some might say that I pigeonhole myself because I only believe in one brand. You know, it is what it is. It is harder, you know, to kind of veer off. But, you know, I knew I could do it if I wanted to. But I'm lucky enough that I chose a good home. And it's the store I'm at now is a family-owned an operated dealership, and we have two Volvo stores.
Do you feel like though, instead of being pigeonholed, those people that many criticize you said you're being pigeonholed, do you think that you're really pigeonholed, or do you believe that maybe it creates more opportunity because you are like a brand ambassador as opposed to
I believe it creates more opportunity, and I believe that because I am so vocal about the brand and pretty much I eat, sleep, and breathe Volvo 24/7, it creates an opportunity for other Volvo salespeople throughout the country to kind of want to aspire to do that and be more product-oriented. Because it's one thing to sell a car. You can have a customer in front of you, hand the keys over, and you sell the car. I don't believe that. I believe that you're building a relationship, because if I sell you a Volvo in 3 years, I want to sell you another one. I want to sell your neighbor one, your kids, your dog, anyone. That's my goal.
Hide your wives and hide your husbands too.
Hey, Matt, thank you, Mabel. Matt, let me ask you this, man, just kind of shifting gears just slightly. As a BDC director, you know, what do you look for? Like, okay, so we talk about promotion. We talk about how to move up. Let's talk about someone that you're looking for the opportunity. Because what hits me or strikes me is if we're willing to or looking at possibly different avenues to move, maybe move across town, across state, or looking for opportunities that are special and unique, that, hey, you know, tell me what my employment package is going to look like. What's in it for me? You know, so with that being said, maybe the individuals that you're looking for are different than maybe yesterday's individuals that dealerships would hire. Basically, are they breathing, right? Give them business cards and let them stand out there. So what are you looking for? Like places that you go, hire somebody, you know, individuals where you find good people, you know, do you have some tricks that maybe, or some strategies, I should say, that you could share with our listeners on how you look for good BDC people to join your team?
So I came out of a Toyota store. I was there for 8 years. And one of the things that we've done is actually, now I'm at a Chevy GMC Buick Cadillac store. And so that's what our brands are, is just Chevy. And we've gone out and recruited people right out of Toyota stores. A little partial to the way that Toyota has done things in the past with training and stuff like that. And we have now three people that have all worked in Toyota stores in our BDC. And it's very successful. We all know we're all on the same page. You know, I kind of compare it to a football team. You know, if you've got a guy that can go out and, you know, catch passes, but you can also go out and block. Mm-hmm. You know, you can use them in a bunch of different roles. And that's what we're doing right now is, as we're building our BDC and growing stores, you know, we want to put people in place that, you know, if somebody's off or somebody's out, somebody else can jump in the place and take that position and keep moving forward.
You know, that's pretty cool. That's point, thanks, Matt, because Toyota does have a reputation. I worked with Toyota for years, but Toyota has a reputation of offering, you know, very extensive training. And the fact that you're going into Toyota stores, remind the audience of the brand that you represent, because it's Team Auto Group.
Yeah, we have we represent GM. So two of our stores are Chevy points only, and then one of our stores is Chevy, GMC, Buick, and Cadillac.
Okay, cool. And you know, let's go to Dominic, because I'm going to pose this question, and I'll throw it over to Dave and Chris as well. But we'll have Dominic respond first. But you know, something came up. Hi, Dominic. Something came up very early in the show, and we kind of went right past it. But that was the idea of sort of this tenure thing. You know, my question would be, if we looked at someone to become maybe a closer on the floor or a sales manager or an internet team manager, is there any time period that we feel that should be served in sales prior to that promotion? In other words, should someone have to have a year in, 2 years in? When is an appropriate time that you say, okay, you've seen enough in this business that you deserve a shot here, or we feel like you also have the experience here to handle this position?
Well, you know, I'm still in sales myself, so I don't know that I'm really qualified to answer that question from the desk perspective, but I can say that my career and kind of some of the things that I've done really happened extremely rapidly. You know, I was somebody who, with less than really 6 to 8 months in the business, was able to kind of carve out a niche and really travel around the country with Sean and Dave and some of the awesome people from Sales Hustlers and teach the method that I had used to kind of establish myself. And so I think that people shouldn't be put off. I mean, this isn't like you're not going to medical school. You don't have to spend 10 to 15 years, you know, banging your head against the wall. If you're somebody who's good at what you do and you put that out for the, not just yourself and your dealership to see, but the world to see, then, you know, you could have opportunity. I mean, I've heard of F&I guys being offered positions with less than a year into the industry. And I think it's just, you know, you put your best foot forward, and, you know, if you've got a really cool hat, then you wear it and let everybody see it, and the opportunities will come to you like they have for me.
You know, one,
that's good. Thanks, Dominic.
One of the reasons I got an opportunity at such an early age was because in our stores, we had 100% TO policy. Mm-hmm. And 100% TO policy didn't necessarily mean you had to have a sales manager involved or a finance manager, because sometimes you're so busy, you know, there's no one in a management position to grab. So you would eventually, our rule was, if you couldn't grab a manager, grab, you know, someone who's on your sales team, because we had teams. And I had a knack for talking to people and closing deals. And so
I was just wondering. So you left that knack, but I'm just kidding.
Right.
So left you, that knack. Did you leave that
when
knack?
I went to go work for David, though, I sucked up. The
no,
place.
Did you leave but, that knack? Did you? You didn't bring that knack. What happened? You sold it. How much?
It was a knick-knack.
No, never mind. Anyway, but
boom, got him back, Lou. Got him back for you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm biting my means, tongue. Finish. My tongue's means. Bleeding no, over here.
By all means, finish.
So strengths are as well. Yeah. Yeah,
I think that's such wisdom. Even back then, I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, AutoNation in many ways then was ahead of their time with that type of structure, because the reality is that's the way it should be. It should be based on strengths, and I think that now what happens is, that, and this I'll go to Tony on this. Tony, I know as a at a Kia store, you know, but you really seem to have some things together. I think you said 6 or 8 years in the industry, so not too long. You know, how important is it, do you think, for, you know, from your perspective, to make sure dealership has the right, not only the right people in the right positions, but even titling them correctly. And I know that sometimes people go, well, I mean, it's not about the title. And in the way that maybe you think that, it's not important. However, it is important when the title is attached to a job description to make sure they line up, because some people have a title of manager, but there's some descriptions that are typically inside that that may not be their wheelhouse. So Tony, how important is it that maybe that those job descriptions line up with capabilities, you know, when it comes to you know, management? From your perspective, do you think that's important?
I mean, I absolutely think it is. I mean, you know, you want somebody that's going to not only lead, but that they're setting an example in a leadership position, you know. So they're not somebody that's just pushing you, but they're showing you what you should be doing from, you know, their perspective. And, you know, the best leaders set a great example. And I have two amazing managers that I work for here at Fininkia that, not only are they great with the product knowledge, but just with dealing with people, and working for two women in a male dominated business, I think has been a tremendous thing for me too, because they truly care about our clients that come in the door, and what's best in their interest, not just for, short term, but for their long term goals. And so that, for me to see that influence on the community and what they do for people, putting in better vehicles, especially, you know, we deal with a lot of folks that may be struggling with credit issues. So, you know, with us being a dealer that really tries to help out people that may or may not have the best credit established, you know, to see that great example, how they're so humble to do anything they can in their power to help people get a better vehicle. It's a great example I follow. So I just take that into what I account for and try to implement that into my process every day and just take care of my clients the best that I can too.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Tony.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. So we're going to kind of wrap up and get closing comments, and I'm going to throw something out there. We'll go back to Mabel, especially because we have three internet team members represented of the four guests that are here, and then the fourth, of course, is a trusted vehicle advisor salesperson on the floor in Tony at Fininkia. But the question is simply this, and Mabel, when I ask this question, I'm not going to ask you to refer to your store. I'm asking you about industry-wide. So we'll look at the whole entire industry and when we look at this. And the question is simply this, since we have three internet dealerships represented here, do you feel like when it comes to promotion, whether it's a closer, whether it's a sales manager, a finance manager, getting that opportunity, do you feel like that those positions are more commonly or more available to those who are on the floor in the sales team versus those who are in the internet department? And go ahead, Mabel.
No.
Well, that was a good answer. That was a quick answer.
I don't feel that at all. I feel that it's, how can I put it this way? It's really your effort, because you could be on a sales floor and not really put forth a really good effort. And you could be in the internet department in the back of the dealership and really give it your all and be noticed. So it's really what you're bringing to the table, whether you are in the front of the line or you're in the back of the line, you're going to get noticed with what you are coming to play with.
Love it.
Okay.
So,
Fair enough.
Whether you're internet or not, it's really what you're bringing to the table.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Make sure you follow Mabel Peralta, yes, too. Great content. Excellent person to follow. Thank you so much, Mabel.
Thank you, Mabel.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We have a caller, Kevin Burns from, I think it's Kevin Burns in Hillview Motors.
Hillview Motors. Okay, Kevin Burns is on the phone. Okay, Kevin, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in. And we were just doing closing remarks, and we're going to go to Matt and Dominic and Tony in a second. But thanks for calling in, man. What do you want to say? A comment, maybe, or a question?
You know, as Mabel had said something that I really kind of resonated. The title doesn't mean much. Mm-hmm. I think there's some truth to that, because I try to make a big habit to watch a lot of TED Talks, and I'll make this quick. Mm-hmm. If anyone's ever listened to Simon Sinek's Golden Circle Method, I think the thing that stood out to me most is when you find a leader who's really committed to the concept of a dealership and what it's committed to, they're willing to do those things she was talking about, where it's washing a car or making sure they're gassed up or whatever it might be. They're committed completely to the benefit of that dealership and that team experience. And when I look for people to put around me as an ally and as a teammate, those are the people I look for. And when you find those people, it doesn't matter if it's the newest recon person or your most senior person, that's someone that can really help grow a dealership and someone that you want to look at and putting into a leadership position.
Love it. Love it, man. No, thank you so much for calling in, Kevin. And you know what? Great book. Simon Sinek is great. Leaders Eat Last, one of my favorites. And thank you very much for calling in with that comment, man. Excellent point.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's go back to Matt Raymond. Matt, I will pose the same question. I mean, looking around the industry as a whole, not necessarily your store, but in the industry, do you feel like those who are on the sales floor versus those who are in the internet department, internet sales team, do you think that they're, which one, is there any favoritism do you feel when it comes to where a management team is going to look to hire or promote from?
I don't think there is. I mean, I went from the sales team to the internet department and up into management, and it was all just because I couldn't sit still on the sales floor. So I was in the BDC asking, who can I call? What can I help out with? And that's how I ended up moving up. You know, I think some of your, you know, your best internet departments out there have people that could really do a great job as salespeople too. But every person has kind of a different personality and a different thing. There are some people that are great on the floor. They're doing their own prospecting. They don't even need an internet department. But I think, you know, as the years go on and, you know, things transition and stuff like that, I think it's really about dealerships just bringing everybody together, not dividing and conquering. But, you know, if it's a rainy, cold day, and since I moved to North Carolina, apparently nobody goes out in the rain. But when it's rainy and cold, you know, why salespeople come on up and join the BDC and let's just start making, you know, some phone calls. We know people are home, and, you know, and then when it's busy and it's sunny and stuff like that, you know, there's no reason that the BDC can't ensure that we're doing something to help out the sales team. So it's good. Just working together as a team effort, I think.
Excellent. All right, I appreciate that, Matt. Great point, man.
I mean, a good example is, you know, I worked at when I was the marketing director. We used to get so, when we used to get so busy, I mean, I would occasionally go do test drives. I'm not a salesperson. I don't go on the sales floor. But I would go and actually on a test drive to help whatever store I was at. Mm-hmm. We would have girls that would answer the phone at the front desk. Guess what? They would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it was a team effort.
Yeah. And so, a matter of fact, one of them ended up getting moved from the front desk to actually sales because she actually had a knack for it. So.
That's a good point.
Cool.
So the dominant box, Dominic, man, give us your closing remarks. Really the same comment, I guess, you know, if you or whatever you want to
I thought we were going to see a whole rise up with these internet people going, no, the salespeople get more opportunity to get promoted.
On that point,
you know, the automotive business as a whole, if you're talented and you do a good job and you have a good reputation, you will be found. It's not like other industries where politics get involved and you might not get a promotion because you know this person or your buddies with this person. If you are talented in the automotive industry, you will be found and sought after.
It's a good point because it's hard to hide it when you're working every day in a dealership because everybody in the front end of the dealership is there together.
Yeah, but I will say this, and I will let Dominic comment, but I will say on the flip side, and I know that's not what you were saying, but I can't help but think at the same time, in some dealerships, and especially in dealerships that haven't turned as the Titanic yet, there are the old guard where you will get held down if you're talented by the person that is not that is intimidated by you at the same time, and never they try to block you from being seen by the person who would absolutely promote you. I think that does exist still. And out of jealousy, so that's there as well. So that is to me that is politics. But that's that, and there are those people that stand in the way sometimes. And that's where I was going in the whole. There's a lot of that. There is a lot of that still. Yeah.
But
and,
I think as a whole
just,
though,
you're
but
just
I,
more visible.
Even
more
with
visible
that scenario, what ends up happening is those people that are holding other people down, new people come into the store, they see that they may have experience, and they leave. And then guess
but
what?
But the thing is
the people they saw that have talent, they're calling them up and say, "Hey, man, you got to come over."
You're
to this
right,
store.
But we're not. But the thing is that if you care about the industry as a whole, you want to change that. You want to see it changed. And the reality is, what needs to happen are the people that are in the way need to get out of the way, not the people that can't get by always leaving to go somewhere else. You know, and so you want my heart is I want to be able to save everybody. I want to be able to. No man left behind, no woman left behind. I want to go in and and help turn around something that needs to be turned around. But you're right. Ultimately, what needs to happen, I would counsel somebody, leave. If you can't, it's not your job to change the owner. If you can't get to that place where you're seen, obviously you got to do what's good for you. I just would love to see the person that needs to leave, leave. But whatever.
Absolutely.
That's another show.
That's another
let's
show.
Make a note of that,
right,
Luke.
Let's make a note of that, Luke.
Let's see if we have our producer might produce.
So, Dominic, go ahead. Weigh in. Give us your closing comments and tell us what you're thinking.
Well, guys, I just wanted to say once again, thank you for having me on. I haven't had a chance to say it yet, but I am now. I know maybe news to some of you guys. I'm at Midtown Kia in sunny Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa's and the state of Oklahoma's number one Kia dealership. I'm having a great time. It's the only reason I've been able to move around and do the things I've been able to do is because of the fact that, I started using the internet and social media to my advantage. And I think the question was, do internet departments or just people on the sales floor have the most opportunity for promotion? And I think it's really, it's no. It's like Mabel said and Matt said, your talent's going to shine through and you're going to be as capable of advancing as the efforts you put out. But if you're not using the internet and you're not using social media, you need to start, because then you will put yourself at a disadvantage. And if you see somebody that's doing something that seems to be working for them and you'd like to incorporate it, don't hesitate to ask, because you can't just be proficient in one area. And people that you see doing things one way are more than likely still working on things in another way. And if you want to learn from somebody who's doing something seemingly well, like I said, don't be afraid to ask, and stay on the internet, stay on social media, stay on the phones and everything else, so just keep at it. And thank you guys again for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Dominic. Thanks. So let's go to Tony. Let's wrap it up with Tony Fassbender.
Hey guys.
What's up, Tony?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely concurring with everyone else that, had previously mentioned. It's just really going to be that effort that puts what you put into it, you're going to get out of it. And, I don't think it's any more somebody that's an internet manager versus sales that's going to have a better shot. It's just, what you put into it, they're going to see that you're going 110. And, so I think, like I said, the rest of the guys really nailed it on point there. So I really thank you guys for having me on the show. I'm really humbled to be here. This has been a great experience for me here at Penn & Kia in Dubuque. So Kia has just been a really growing brand. And this company, I started with Ford, mind you. So I did that for a year at our other store. And then I've been with Kia for 5 years now in May. So this has just been an incredible ride. I never thought this was going to be anything where it came to be. So I'm just excited for the next 5 years,
Well, man, congratulations, man. And you're doing great things. And we just want to thank you for coming on the show. And we can't wait till next time, man. So Mabel Peralta, thank you again, a veteran of the show. Matt Raymond, been on a few times, obviously. And also, first time I think he was on, or one of the first times it was live at Vegas, at Digital Dealer. You were on there. And Dominic, man, I think this is your fourth time. And then Tony, man, we want to appreciate you for coming on. And this certainly won't be the last time you're on. So thank you guys all. Great conversation. And we look forward to seeing you guys. Close strong, man. Close strong. All right, so great conversation as always, man. Obviously, good stuff. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, that was good.
Good. What do you think, Cribs?
Yeah, some cool stuff came out. I really thought there was going to be an uprising with the internet team, though. But I'm actually pleasantly surprised that we heard that. It means that at least in those stores, that seems to be the case. So I'm happy about that.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about when you said that. You said that. I was thinking there was going to be an uprising or what have you. the industry is shifting. There's some really good people out there.
And, it really is.
You know, and again, we're a little jaded because of the fact that and we're a little special, maybe in the respect that the people that are on the show are obviously we're cherry picking, you know, some people that are going to have something to say. I mean,
sure.
You know, we want people that are going to be able to, you know, edify the guest or the listeners. And so hopefully you got that. So these are people that are doing it right and they're at places that are doing it right. And not everybody does, but I guess mine is too, man. You know, don't let your heart be troubled, right? Don't give up. Let
right.
the fact that, you know, if you're working at a dealership, I think that my opinion has always been if you do the right thing long enough, you know, you know, I believe that you'll get noticed and have a heart for where you work, you know, have a heart, get to know the person in charge, the person, you know, because I can promise you this, the person who runs that business, I'm speaking as an owner, they care about their business and,
right.
And maybe they've done it a long time. Maybe it's on autopilot, maybe, you know, but I talked to a dealer that owns a couple of stores that has been doing this for a while and he was for marketing, but I even told him something. We did business, but he shared with me on the close. When we closed him, he said, yeah, I've been doing this a long time. And he goes, you sound very passionate about what you do. And he goes, you know, I once was. He goes, it's hard to be passionate in this car business. And he started naming all these reasons. When I talked to him a couple of weeks later, I said to him, I said, you know, I've been thinking about what you said. And I said, my heart's desire is for you to be passionate about this industry again. Mm. This guy's like 60 something years old, you know? And he said, well, I appreciate that. You know, maybe I will one day. And I said, you know, and I wanted to encourage him more probably than I wanted to do business with him.
Sure, sure.
You know, you touched on something and you made the comment about you, maybe the industry is changing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think it has. And if you remember years ago when we first started this show, and when I came to you, I said one of the biggest issues in the automotive space. And how long has this show been on now?
February of 2012.
Okay.
So 7 years in 1 month.
I had said one of the biggest issues in the automotive business at the time was you had that old guard in the automotive market that didn't want to share their secrets with anyone.
Yep.
And I said, we need to figure out a way to break through that. Because
yep.
I said, there are talented people out there that want to share what makes them different from everyone else. And I said, if we give them a platform to talk about that, you know, we could help. So I'd like to think that this show has actually helped with that.
I'll say it this way. You share, you get. Yep. Speaking of.
Yes.
Sharing you shared.
Getting, you shared. You shared the show. You're about to get.
You
a
shared
full subscription
the show. See how that comes full circle right there,
crazy.
Chris?
Yeah, I like the segue. I feel like I'm on News Channel 8 at the end. And
News Channel 8.
Speaking of,
I
feel like I straight up just got the hook in a very nice way.
Right.
I just got the
no, no. Stage. What do you mean you did it? You,
felt like it.
I wasn't. How could I have known what? You can take a good situation and turn it bad, man.
He always feels like people are besmirching him.
Yeah, he's always like, okay.
I was in a nice way, but I felt like I got the hook.
You didn't. Okay. You said you were done. Were you going to keep talking?
Let's give away some huge value today, man.
I thought you were done.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Me and Chris argue.
Good.
You know, we debate.
Right.
Debate.
All the time.
Yeah.
You guys, you're a master debater.
I was going to say, you're masters at that.
What? You are. You're like, you do. What? What are you laughing at? You are, man. You're like a master at that, dude.
Yes,
but
are.
I'm the master.
You are.
I've out debated you over
yes,
the years. Yes,
you are a master debater.
What did you do, man? Did y'all see that?
I didn't do anything.
He actually was just kind of scrambling.
I was scrambling.
Right, so
I was
here we go, Lou. Put
up.
The camera
right,
on it.
Camera's on you. Let's
Lou.
Go.
I right, want Chris. This to be able to reach Cribs, so I'm going to throw it.
Cribs, right. You're going to catch it. Huh? You're going to catch it.
Of course I'm going to catch it if it's anywhere near
don't
me.
Don't catch it with your chin.
All right, so what we're doing right now, ready? What we're doing right now is giving away a 1 year
subscription
to Auto Dealer,
dealer
Live
University. Oh. Wayne Acosta. Oh, I should have thrown it to you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see.
Nice I forgot.
Catch. See.
I forgot.
We'll Wayne, never know if it would have made it to David Cribs or not.
That means Wayne didn't win. We have to draw again.
Yeah. Wayne Acosta. Wayne Acosta is a
Wayne
winner.
Wayne Acosta.
It'd be funny if Wayne's not in the auto business.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. There's a lot of good content.
There is, but I'm just saying it would be funny.
I mean, you got people on it that are in automotive business.
Yes, I'm just saying it'd be funny, man. Like funny.
You know, we always have.
Funny like a clown?
Can I crack a joke?
Funny like a clown?
Am I anyway. Funny like a
no,
clown?
No, you're not a clown. You're not a clown.
What's so
oh, you
funny?
Said.
What am I funny looking?
All right.
That's what I'm saying?
So now it's getting crazy in here. I got a deal that's trying to get come back here. Big deal.
Yeah, I saw.
What are you going to say, Chris?
Well, you know, every week we have such great guests. I thought it'd be cool if we got some really bad guests.
I'm cool with that.
A show just like the sales prevention team.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be honored to be that guest? All right, we got you on here because we heard you suck. So tell me what you do. Let me just say this.
How
you smoke your cigarettes
now,
on point.
Right now, before we end the show, because we are on Facebook Live, you can comment. Go ahead and tag the person you think should be on next week's show.
Yeah. If we did a show of really, really subpar, below average people,
right,
who would those individuals be? We already have Chris on the show.
You read my mind.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
And we'll bring next week. We'll have a horrible producer. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we already do.
No, we don't need that.
Who took it away from me? All right, we're getting stupid. No. We're getting crazy.
No, we're good.
You know what? I do want to say something on that.
Oh, we cut his mic off.
You cut my mic off. I do want to say something on that being bad. If you're going to go and blast owners of car stores about being scumbags and this, that, and the other thing, and I'm not naming no names, but if you're going to do that,
34 people saw
the first thing out of your mouth can't be, I rip people's heads off when they come into a store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm just saying, that's not a good look for the automotive industry. So
you'd like to get that guy on the show.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
He might own you.
Maybe.
I'm trying to get Chris mad. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with our nonsense. Wayne Acosta, congratulations. You are the winner of the 1 year subscription to Auto Dealer University. Hey, those of you that didn't win, you are more than welcome to buy it. We love you. Thank you, guys.
I can throw it across the room. Thank you very much. We're out.